This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Awakening. In many ways, that's what's going on this weekend. Today, no prize, no surprise. The prize goes to the prince and the prince. Well, she's not a princess. She's the lady. What's Meghan Markle's
Duchess.
Title? Duchess. She's the Duchess. And their son, what's his name? Archie?
Yep. Archie.
Harrison. Huh. That's an interesting name. King Archie.
No, he'll never be king. He doesn't even have a title.
Seven people before him, right?
Yeah. Okay.
They chose to, which is kind of interesting, they chose to not give him a title. So, yeah.
He'd be a commoner then,
just
like
be
he
a normal
is.
Boy, huh?
That's it, right. Normal, of course. So this is the DJV program where we invent new stories. Well, that doesn't sound right. We invent new radio every day. Well, we once in a while invent a story. I'll speak for myself anyway. Take liberties. With certain bits of information. I work with all different kinds of projects and people here in this program and all my life. And I find it's interesting to deal with everybody. Getting things done is a considerable challenge sometimes, but it's fun. I really find it good to have my brain wrapped around all of the things that I'm doing. And then sort of at the end of the day, I step back and think. And look, oh, wow, look what's been accomplished today, especially this time of year when there's so much activity on the farm and the radio business is buzzing. It's kind of cool. So now with clarity, Jennifer Horn starts us out in this hour with an important bit of news.
Well, should we lighten things up a little bit and celebrate some good entertainment news? How about that?
Yes, let's do that.
All right. Well, Pat Sajak is making news. He has made game show history. His Wheel of Fortune career is 35 years and counting. 35 years and 198 days. And he was just awarded the Guinness World Record for the longest career as a game show host of the same show. That happened on Wednesday of this week. He said, thank you very much, as he received the honor before he turned to his co-host, Vanna White, and said, I couldn't have done it without you. Vanna White is 62. Pat Sajak is 72. They look fantastic.
He's 72? No way.
He is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He looks amazing. Wow.
He looks great. He said, it's a great honor. We'll try to do some more.
Drinking
and
his
we'll
way
get
through
another...
all of the shows.
Yeah.
He's pickled. Whatever, he looks great. And he said, we'll get another one
nice
down
man,
the line.
Too. He's a very nice man.
He started Wheel of Fortune in 19, or he started, he made his debut on Wheel of Fortune in 1981. He took over from Chuck Woolery, who was the original host of the show. But he now has the longest career as a game show host on the same show. So congratulations to Pat Sajak.
He was a weatherman in Washington. When Merv Griffin saw him.
And a radio guy, right?
He was a radio guy as well. He owns a radio station in his hometown of Annapolis still. And had a, he had a couple, I think he still has a couple of other stations here and there. But he started on the radio, then he did the weather. He started out a lot like, Willard Scott. The two of them were contemporaries, about the same age, and they followed each other, working up and through, the ranks. And anyway, Merv Griffin saw him, and, he was not thrilled with Woolery for whatever the reason as host. You remember that Merv Griffin was the one who created Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. They came as a package when they first got started in the 70s. It was Alex was not the first host of Jeopardy. It was, and I always forget his name, and I worked with a guy, came from St. Louis. Art Fleming. I got to think about his name for a minute. So Art Fleming started as the host of Jeopardy, and Woolery started as the host of Wheel of Fortune. And Merv didn't really like either one of them after they'd been in the seat for a while. And he was determined to find people that would relate to the audience better. Woolery was a professional game show host. And he related to the player, to the game, but he never really related to, I mean, he was very successful with game shows, but he didn't relate well to the audience. Not like Sajak. Sajak became sort of an everyman. Trebek just had the looks, he had the smarts, he had the appropriate. He was, Trebek, of all of the hosts that existed in that genre, had one of the best senses, I say had, he's still at it, even though he's suffering from cancer. He had one of the, and he's older, I think he's 78, one of the best senses of timing. And he knew how to, you know, it was kind of like Ed McMahon with Johnny. He knew how to say something and look at Johnny for the right response. And it's something that you don't learn. You either have it or you don't have it. Some people on the radio, the same thing. It just is something that you have. And so the skills served both of them well, to the point where Merv pretty much gave them a lifetime contract. And so Sajak, I'll bet you that Sajak will keep doing this for another 10 years. And Trebek will...
Well, they tape it all. They tape it all in a short amount of time? And 21, then he's got the rest
21
of the year
days
off.
A year. It's 21 yeah, days a year. So. That's it. They do five a day.
He's got to be making good money, too, because it's been syndicated forever.
18 million a year plus whatever their other gig, you know, I mean, whatever stuff they do. But it's a fabulous life. And to think that I could have gone down that road, not necessarily to think I could have been that successful, but I get an offer to do a game show a number of years ago, and I didn't take it because I didn't want to be off the farm in the summertime, and most of these shows they tape in the spring and the summer to get them out of when the studios are, that's another thing that Merv Griffin and Dick Clark, I'm telling inside stories now, but it's maybe interesting to some folks. Merv Griffin and Dick Clark were masters of using studios when nobody else use them so they could get them cheap. Like Dick Clark would record. Remember when he and Ed did, what is that? What was that show? People are not people are talking, but people who, oh, come on, don't leave me hanging here on this.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I can't help you. I'm sorry.
There's a show Dick Clark and Ed McMahon did together about people doing crazy stuff. I can't remember the name of it.
It's
anyway,
not Kids Do the Darndest Things. That's our link.
That was
America's
one of
Funniest
them.
Home Videos?
No, that's still on. No, there was another show that they did, and what Dick would do is hire a studio. He had, that show was on for 4 years, and they only had one live show in front of an audience. They used that same audience for every single show. Different shots of the audience. They put the cameras on the audience, and they just moved them around, and that was the only audience they ever had for the show. Ed and Dick would go into the studio at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and tape a whole season of these. Oh, I got somebody, Kara, will you Google that for me?
Well, I'm trying to Google it, but I don't have a ton of information to go on. Is it the bloopers and practical jokes?
Yes!
Show?
Okay. That was it. Yep. Thank you. And so they would.
We spent all this time trying to make a show that literally no one cares about.
Right. Well, I don't know. That's true. I think some people, that's age discrimination. I think there's probably a lot of people that would remember that. Anyway, but now that you've put me down, I guess I better move on to something else. No arguing here. No grievances here. And beside the fact, what will it matter in 20 years? That's sort of a test, by the way, that I would like to offer for almost every controversy in our lives personally and publicly. Like, for example, what's going on with Trump and the Democrats now? In 20 years, no one will have even cared about this. And look back to the stuff. 20 years ago, it was, or 30 years ago, well, it was 20 years ago, we invaded Iraq. Anybody care about that now? The only reason George Bush is doing it.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, it comes up every
It seems how that's how people decide if you're progressive or not, is whether or not you fought the war. That's at least what Bernie and Joe Biden are saying. And so every once in a while, it gets thrown up.
Yeah, I guess that's true. All right, food for thought, as is our case here on the DJV program. It's 15 after the hour.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy!
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. With spring in full bloom, Americans are tossing out their unwanted items, but many forget their wallets could use another look as well. A Bank of America survey found 52% of credit card holders use multiple rewards cards to earn in a variety of categories. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Lighten your wallet's load this spring with one credit card that helps you maximize your cash back by allowing you to choose from a variety of popular spending categories. With the new Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, you earn 3% cash back on gas, or you can change it to one of 5 popular categories each calendar month, including online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings. Finally, one card helps you earn cash back on the things that matter most to you. So the only thing your wallet will accumulate is rewards.
Visit bankofamerica.com/choosemyrewards.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT line turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 at the hour on the DJV program with Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We're just having a very intellectually stimulating conversation off the air about where Amelia Island is. I was looking at something that Deepak Chopra is going to do there next winter. And we got discussing these islands off the Florida
and Georgia
coast.
Victoria pretty much nailed it. Yeah.
Yes, she did. Yeah. She said it was near It was near Jekyll Island.
I thought it was one of the Georgia Sea Islands, but technically it's Florida's property. But as Kara said, it's very, very close to the Georgia border.
That was a good place to go and hide. And
get it?
I think you might have had to say the first part of that again.
Yeah.
What?
People Jekyll Island,
a good place to go on ice.
Well, you said Jekyll Island, and then we talked for about 30
seconds. Well, because
seconds.
You interrupted me in my train of thought.
Oh, okay. It's our fault.
Yeah. We God forbid anyone else interrupt us.
Yeah. That's right.
We stepped all over that brilliant
comedy gold.
Yeah. Dave Chappelle, speaking of comedy gold, is going to be awarded the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Be a little difficult to tape that if he uses his usual shtick. I actually think, even though he's vulgar, I think he's hysterical, frankly.
He's so funny. I love him.
He is very funny. Anyway, a lot of prestigious people have won this award. Carol Burnett, Whoopi Goldberg, Bob Newhart, Richard Pryor, among others. Jay Leno, I'm trying to think of some of the others who have gotten it. I think Seinfeld got it. Kennedy
Has
Center
he done
found
being it. Crazy, Dave Chappelle?
He's settled down a little.
Yeah,
his last couple or something.
He went to South Africa after his show basically got hijacked from him, the Chappelle show. It was widely publicized as like he had a mental breakdown, but I don't know if he really did or not.
Drugs.
But
he had too many drugs. But he's a funny bugger though. Whether he does or he doesn't, he's funny. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Do
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Time for us to learn some more about what's going on in the music world. 23 and change at the hour here on the DJB program. So we have Justin Timberlake in our focus. His songwriting chops on display and being honored next month. He'll receive the Contemporary Icon Award from the Songwriters Hall of Fame on the 13th of next month at their 50th annual induction ceremony. And say it again, Doug. There it is. In New York City. Timberlake is the second person to get the honor. Gaga got it in 2015. The Songwriters Hall said the award is given to a songwriter artist who has attained an iconic status in pop culture. So you think Timberlake, I think Gaga has. Does Timberlake have the same rhythm?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. He's co-written all of his solo hit songs from Cry Me a River to Sexy Back to Can't Stop the Feeling, which, oh, I love this song, actually. I do.
I haven't heard this song. I love this song.
Yeah, practice, yeah, I love it too. Yeah. I like his wife, too. One of the reasons I like him. Anyway, Timberlake has, for Can't Stop the Feeling, got an Oscar nomination. Remember that? Co-wrote songs for NSYNC, too, including Gone, Girlfriend, and Pop. So the class for this year includes Missy Elliott already, Cat Stevens, interesting combination, Tom T. Hall, Jack Tempchin, I don't know who he is, John Prine. I kind of remember, why do I remember John Prine?
John Prine's like a country guy.
Singer, yeah.
He's like outlaw country.
Okay. Dallas Austin, all up to get special awards from the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Again, the show is the 13th of next month, so congratulations to Justin Timberlake and all the people that will be recognized there. Up next, the country band Alabama in our focus. They have announced they're going to extend their 50th anniversary tour. They've been around for... Yeah, I guess they have been, now I think about it. Yeah. They are going to do a show with the Beach Boys. Now, that would be a take. I think that would be
a lot
of fun.
That's an interesting mix.
It is. Yeah. I know why they're only doing it in Ontario. Yeah. They're doing 29 more shows over 50 days, apparently. They embarked on a major arena and amphitheater tour this year to mark their anniversary. Randy Owen Teddy Gentry, Jeff Cook formed the group in 69 in Fort Payne. Say again, Doug. Fort Payne, Alabama. Went on to dominate the sound of country music in the 80s and the 90s. A lot of hits like Mountain Music, Dixieland Delight. Sold 46 million records in our country. In the
Ooh, I didn't know that they wrote that.
Hey, hoo-ha.
Oh, wow.
They were inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2005.
Can't get them all right.
Good help is hard to find. Jeff Cook
announced
in 2017 he'd been diagnosed with Parkinson's. And I have to limit his touring as his health allows. He goes out on the road. Second leg of the tour continues through November. Includes a concert at Bristol Dragway in Tennessee. All his concerts in Baltimore. Or as they say in Baltimore, I can't write Baltimore. Isn't that how they say Baltimore? Indianapolis is going to see them this year. Birmingham, Alabama. Grand Rapids. More on the docket as well. Gentry says that the response from fans to the anniversary tour has been better than they expected it would be, for whatever the reason. I wonder why that was. I wonder why a lot
I
of
think
kids...
That nostalgia acts right now are really big.
Yeah,
and I think
too.
That, right? I mean, Jen, you can speak to this more than I can, especially in the country world, but I think that that's probably part of it. But it's cool that he said that a lot of the kids who are coming to the shows weren't even born when they were popular.
Yeah, when they started. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. All right, so anyway, let them have a good time. We all have a good time. But this is the time of year we go to those outdoor concerts. We love them. A lot of fun. 28 after the hour here on the DJB program.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doc.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learned President Trump will nominate Patrick Shanahan to the position of Defense Secretary. He's been serving as acting Pentagon chief since the resignation of James Mattis. Vice President Mike Pence in Minnesota, he says the U.S. negotiating hard with China when it comes to trade. Tariffs with China set to increase. Here's the Vice President.
There's a Chinese delegation at the White House negotiating to level the playing field and open the doorway to more American products and free, fair, and reciprocal trade with China. The truth of the matter is, the days of undermining American manufacturing and undercutting American workers are over.
Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow down almost 139 points, the Nasdaq down almost 33 points, and the S&P 500 down almost 9 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Lots to love here on the DJD program, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is lovable. Victoria Keelan, lovable. Kara Schillen, lovable. And I know all the people who are hanging around with us are just as lovable. So thanks for being here, paying attention to what Victoria has on her mind at the moment.
Well, Billy Bush is in the news. This is the first time in 3 years that he's actually been in the news for a good reason. He has gotten hired, and he will now host. This is his first job since the whole scandal on the Access Hollywood bus, yeah, which a lot of people said that the Access Hollywood bus drove right over Billy. It didn't affect Trump, obviously, but, you know, Billy Bush lost his entire career.
A lot of people who did a lot of things worse than him that survived from it. I never did quite understand that whole thing, frankly. Anyway,
so now, though, so 3 years later,
Hold on just a second. I want to make sure that we acknowledge Kara has told us that so far today, we've started about three stories, and we've never finished them.
I don't think I think it was more of you.
Well, let's count. We have a new start. Every minute is a new start.
That's right.
So anyway, so Billy Bush's new gig will be as the host of Extra Extra. It is an updated version of the current syndicated entertainment show Extra, which is hosted by Mario Lopez. Now, the rumors are that Mario Lopez will be moving to Access Hollywood to replace Natalie Miley Morales. That's not official yet, but that is what that's been the rumor for a while.
Are they all produced by the same outfit, or is it different?
They're all Warner Brothers, so I would say yes.
Yeah. There's about 13 of them, I think, aren't they?
There's so many. I don't know. I don't watch any of them, but they're, you know, if you're in a doctor's office, that's the only time I ever see them.
They all act like they're best buddies with whoever they're interviewing. Oh, it's so lovely to see you. It's wonderful. And they don't even know who those people are.
Well,
they're just being
Mario Lopez does
mean?
Know a lot of people.
But, yeah, Lopez is around.
Can you imagine? What are you doing here, Kim Kardashian? Who are you?
Why should I be talking to you again?
How long would that go?
Yeah.
You vapid old woman. What's your problem?
Right. So, Billy Bush, he's 47 years old now. In the last 3 years, he has had a lot of, obviously, he's had his career ended pretty much. And then his wife filed for divorce. And so he's had a lot of upheaval in his personal life as well. So, Extra Extra will take in-depth looks at topics ranging from pop culture to politics. And this may start the summer.
Why did his wife divorce him? Does he have a job?
I'm sure it's a lot more complicated than that. I don't know. They have three daughters together, so I don't know.
I told you I went to a party at a Hollywood director's, walked in with him. I didn't know him, never seen him before. And we sort of stuck together for the whole night. And we went over to the bar, and he said, "You want a drink?" I said, "No, thanks." But then he started mixing. He was like a bartender at some point in his life. And he stood behind the bar. Everybody walked up to him and acknowledged who he was. "Hey, Billy, mix me this or Billy." And he's a nephew of George W. So how is he related to the bigger Bush family?
Is he a cousin of George W.?
I think he's a
nephew, but I think it's a couple away from George W.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I think.
Speaking of stars in the political families of the world, there was a pretty uncomfortable interview between Seth Meyers, who can't seem to get out of, he wants to be just like Stephen Colbert when he grows up, apparently, can't seem to stay away from the dump Trump stuff, and he interviewed Meghan McCain when they were talking about, I can never pronounce her name, Omar, what's her first name, Ilhan?
Omarosa?
No, Omar.
Are you trying to tell Ilhan Omar.
Omar, right, exactly. And she slammed her pretty hard, and Myers slammed her pretty hard. They went back and forth. Pretty uncomfortable stuff, which I don't think is the main reason, but it seems to me that
she didn't know they were going to talk about politics, and then Seth Meyers brought it up, and so then she slammed him. And, it was kind of, I don't know, it was sort of uncomfortable.
Watching that stuff, yeah.
Well, this happens now when late-night comics are now doing politics. Stephen Colbert is like the whistle stop on people's presidential tours. It's not the days of Johnny Carson, that's for sure.
No, it isn't.
You avoided politics at all costs.
Right, yeah, no matter what. The feds apparently had a big day in the cocaine world. Do you see this, Victoria? They've been trying for a year.
It was a big bust somewhere was it New York or Jersey, right?
No, it was in New York, yeah.
Yeah,
$3 million worth of cocaine. 19 people arrested. This is
cocaine is back in a big way. It's all over nightclubs again. It's like the '80s all over in L.A. and in New York. It's kind of crazy. Never was my scene ever, but it is crazy that it's back and it's a very like young kid, like college and early 20s.
So isn't this stuff expensive though? How do they get the money?
I have no idea how much cocaine is. I have no idea.
No, no, either, but you wonder about how expensive it is and what.
I would guess it's probably pretty expensive. Yeah. Well, and people have jobs or
wasn't
they have
it always
money.
Known as like a rich kid drug?
Yeah, I think
Yeah, I would say my son would tell you that. A lot of people that he treated as a drug counselor were addicted to cocaine. They started off with stuff that's lighter and more easily found and then graduated, in a manner of speaking. Here's a Kentucky teenager named Jerome Kunkel made headlines suing the health department in his town over their vaccination policy, and it seems that he's now come down with the chicken pox. I don't know. I'm laughing. It's you don't die from the chicken pox, for the most part, not in our country. But he has deeply held religious beliefs, he says. And from the family's perspective, they recognize that they ran the risk of getting sick, and they were okay. Matter of fact, Kunkel sued the Northern Kentucky Health Department after it ruled that all students who had been in his school, who had been vaccinated against chickenpox, couldn't come to class unless they got the shots. But there were 32 confirmed cases of it at the time. And anyway, Mr. Kunkel said he didn't believe that that vaccine was the only one they were trying to push. And so the judge, they went to court. The judge ruled against the family, in favor of the health department. And so they're in the midst of appealing it. Meanwhile, the kid gets chickenpox. That's something if I were to ask Dr. Ken about that, he'd say, well, you know, it's better to get the vaccine. Once you have the chickenpox, though, you don't get, it's like the meat, you don't get it again.
And I had chicken twice. Pox,
chickenpox?
Yeah.
Did you
really?
Because
the first time that I had it was very mild, and then a couple years later, I got it again, and the second time was bad.
Huh. I've never heard of anybody. It's a branch of Epstein-Barr. Mono and all that other stuff comes from shingles. It's all the same thing. And I had it once in... you know what? Now that you think, now that you're making me think about this, I got Epstein-Barr and mono in 1988, and then I got the shingles about 12 years later. Huh.
Did you get mono the fun way?
I did not. In fact, I got mono being very sick on a trip that I led of Americans, that classical music tour that I took. And it was not. It was a great.
You got the kissing disease on a classical music tour. Oh, boy.
I did. Yes. Well, the person that I was kissing didn't have it. It didn't come from her.
You came along.
Yeah. All right. Enough of the kissing department. You see, let's go to Los Angeles for the seizure of those guns, Jennifer.
That's
and all
nuts.
That ammunition?
Yeah, in Beverly Hills.
1,000 guns in this guy's garage? What in the world?
Yeah, this is, and what's really weird is that just happened this week. And then last week in Burbank, which is where all the studios are, it's a pretty nice area of L.A.
Yeah, it is.
They found in $1.5 million. It was an expensive home. Or two bedrooms in California.
Yeah, right. I was going to say $1.5 million.
Oh, yeah. I can't afford to live in Burbank.
Yeah,
I cannot afford to live in Burbank. You can't even get a two-bedroom for less than $800,000. It's ridiculous. But anyway, so Burbank was the scene of a huge drug bust. There was a report of someone leaving their door open, and their dog ran out. And so someone in the neighborhood called the police. And the police showed up, and they couldn't find anybody at home. And when they went through the house, they found it was this huge grow operation for illegal marijuana. They were also making oils and stuff like that, hemp oil. So they shut that down. So one every week of these big, huge scale busts for weapons and drugs and all sorts of stuff going on around.
They find
these are
by
all
accident.
Assault rifles, too. This is freaky when
stuff.
You see the pictures. Yeah.
Where do
you it just
get
goes
all
to show you
guns?
Never know who's living next door to you. Even when you're in Beverly Hills, of all places. You never
but the other
know
side of it is, how does one person get all these guns? You can't buy them legally. You can't own
no, well, they're all running.
Guns.
Yeah, they're illegally selling them, too.
Yeah,
and that's apparently the neighbors, I guess, had tipped off the cops saying that the person who owns the house, it's a woman, and there were three SUVs in the driveway that are registered to her, but they haven't seen her in years, so I don't know what's going on there. So we don't know if someone was squatting in the house or if they were just renting the house, but it's a lot
what's
of assault
that,
weapons.
That TV show Ellen Barkin is in, she's a murdering, robbing mother and sends her kids out to do jobs. What's that show? Call it someone on the cable. I'm sure Kara's found it by now, or if she hasn't, she'll find it by the time we come back, 15 before the hour.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on, and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
As we watched this suburban garden gnome carefully without disturbing it, we noticed that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function. But Despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training. And really, it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey, I just heard that people at my friend's company got sextortion emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have a compromising video of the victim and threaten to share it with their contact list unless they pay a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured with Barracuda Sentinel. It uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including sextortion emails.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
This portion of the program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember. It's now available in stores everywhere. Here on the Segway Serenade with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara, the television program I was referring to, starring Ellen Barkin and a bunch of other guys you never saw before, was Animal Kingdom. Right? And the ladies, none of them have seen it. Apparently I'm the only one who's seen it, and I see it on the plane. So there it is, folks, another fascinating foray into nowhere land. Howard Stern has a new book. First one he's written in a couple, two decades or more. Howard Stern Comes Again is the name of the book. There's a double entendre in there someplace. It's a collection of transcripts from his favorite interviews. According to one reviewer that's in the biz, it is a calmer, gentler, perhaps less shocking emergence of America's most famous jock. Anyway, he also reveals in the book that he was worried about having cancer when he was off for a long time. He's a colorful, interesting person participating in the American dream, the American backdrop, if you will, for a long time. Unique personality and nothing at all like he seems in his real life. He's nothing like what he seems on the radio. Pretty interesting guy. 10 before the hour in the DJV program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Anna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or donnagarland@yahoo.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program. Memorial Day is coming up. A lot of people graduate during the month of May. And so with that, let's see if we can come up with something that's a little bit different, shall we? Suggestions. We're always full of suggestions here. Joining us now is Shelley Hunter. I wanted to meet her when I found out she was called the gift card girlfriend. Actually, she's been billed as the consumer's guide to gift cards. So, gift card girlfriend. How do you have a card that says that, Shelley? What does it say on your card?
Well, what I really do is I help people with gift cards. I think some people think it's a gift card for a girlfriend, and that is not the case here.
There's nothing wrong with that. We probably could do with a little gifting to the girlfriends, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right, so Father's Day coming, Mother's Day, graduation day, birthdays. What is it? And I think you think ahead a little bit to Christmas, a lot of religious and happy holidays toward the end of the year. What's the deal when it comes to finding things? These cards are all over the place. I was in a specialty store yesterday, I think, or the day before, and I never would have thought, this is a farm store, and I never would have thought I'd find a gift card rack in a farm store, but I did. So everybody's into this thing. So what's the best way to know that you're getting something that's cool, or where you're looking for the trends, the cool expressions, and there's so many of these things. How do you know where to look?
Yeah, so there are a wide variety of gift cards available. And as you mentioned, you can find them in gas stations and grocery stores and drug stores and craft stores. They're everywhere. And I want to tell you about a new gift card to make all this crazy gifting easier for you. There's a new gift card on the market. They're called Happy Cards. And what I love about the Happy Cards is that each card is usable at a collection of stores and restaurants within a theme. So, for example, there's a Happy Student gift card, and it's usable at Dell and Bed Bath & Beyond, Burger King, American Eagle, and some other places that students like to shop. So if you have some graduation gifts that you need to buy, there's one gift card for all of your graduates. There's a Happy Lady gift card. So thinking of Mother's Day, there's Sephora, Spotfinder, Cheesecake Factory, Panera, and other stores and restaurants that women traditionally enjoy are on that card as well. So as you start to stress about, okay, I know I'm going to get gift cards, but I don't know which ones to buy, if you check out the Happy Cards, there's certain to be a card that works for your needs, and it gives the recipient a great deal of choice that they didn't used to have.
So gifting cards, again, I'm making reference to this display I saw in the store the other day. There are thousands of them. There are. In this, every store and every chain and all of these things. So you have to know, it seemed to me, the person you're gifting, you need to know him or her in order to get appropriate stuff, right? Or is there some of this stuff that's just universal?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you maybe know that there's a brand that they like, but you don't know if there's a location nearby. So, yes, I mean, I love that there's so many options. With the Happy Cards, it eliminates the concern that, well, I'm not exactly sure. Like, let's say I picked this Happy Teen card that's usable at Regal Cinema and Sephora, Jamba Juice, et cetera. Well, what if Regal Cinema isn't their theater? Well, they can use the gift card at Sephora or a couple of the other places on that card. So I like that the recipient is more likely to use the card because they have so many choices available.
Mm-hmm. That is unusual, isn't it? Who came up with this idea, by the way?
So Black Hawk Network created these Happy Cards, and there's more cards coming. And it's not unlike a little bit. There's a Spa Finder gift card that's usable at spas clear across the country. I think, you know, as a whole, the industry is looking for ways that we can give people more choices without the additional fees.
There you go. I think that's a home run, actually, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, I love the Visa gift cards. They're super flexible, but you do pay extra for them, and you can find an expiration. But with Happy Cards, they're fee-free, and they never expire. So it's just great for both the giver and the receiver.
Yep. And one of the things that's pretty horrible as far as, well, I guess I'll take my own experience. I don't like to shop. I don't want to stand in line. I don't want to do any of that stuff. So this sounds like a way around that that's smart and personal and kind of sweet, in fact. So let's send people to giftcards.com, all one word, giftcards.com, to extrapolate some more information about the suggestions here that Shelley Hunter has had for us. Giftcards.com, from the gift card girlfriend, hooray for her, Shelley Hunter here on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.